Ladies and gentlemen, I came to the United Nations straight from an assignment in a little-known town in one of the most remote villages in Kenya. This town is called Wajir. The last man I talked to in Wajir was a local leader, a chief called Mohamed Salat. When I told him that I was going to the United Nations, he said to me, "My child, you are going to see the world, to see where power is manufactured, so have your eyes wide open." I came not only with my eyes wide open, but also my ears and my mind, so that I could take in everything that this wonderful opportunity has offered me. Back home, I am paid to tell stories at the Nation Media Group's NTV, which is one of the largest broadcasting stations in East Africa. But since owning a television is still a luxury in many households in Kenya, I choose to also do print versions of my stories. During my fellowship, I am also producing stories on radio. My days are usually spent in the field in the very remote villages of Kenya, telling the stories of the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged, and the voiceless in our society. But here at the United Nations, I have had the chance to tell the stories of the powerful and the mighty. I have been part of incredibly intense and thrilling moments in the world, like the papal visit and the gathering of more than 150 heads of state to adopt the post-2015 development goals. Here, I have witnessed both misunderstandings and pleas, especially in forums that discussed war, terror, and violent extremism in Syria, Libya, South Sudan, the DRC, among other countries. I have seen real power play, just like Chief Mohamed Salat told me I would. I have learned a lot about the operations of the United Nations, especially the Security Council. The highlight of my fellowship was when I had the honor to have an exclusive interview with the United Nations Secretary General, which I produced for TV, radio, and newspaper. I must say it made me a bit of a celebrity back home, because when I told my dad that this interview was going to be aired on radio, he invited a sizable crowd to listen to it with him. After it aired, he called me and put me on loudspeaker, and I could feel the joy and pride of my folks in the village. Thank you. This has been the most incredible journey in my career. It has opened my eyes and challenged my ability to strive for excellence. I am definitely going home a better person and a well-informed journalist. As I end, I must say thank you to all of you, because the money you have paid to be here today will help another journalist stand here and testify of the beauty of being a Dag Hammarskjöld Fellow. I will share the experience and knowledge gained from this fellowship with my colleagues. God bless the Dag Hammarskjöld Fund for Journalists. Thank you.